Hey, what's up, guys? This is BJ from Life Moves Pretty Fast, reminding you to go online and follow us on all of our social media sites for updates on new episodes, new guests, and information about our amazing new podcast network, A Modern Profession. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at LMPF Podcast, Facebook at Life Moves Pretty Fast, and email us whatever the hell you want at lmpfpodcast@gmail.com. Now, if you go online and you can't find us, it's on you now. Thank you guys so much for listening and enjoy the show.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Get your shit together. In the industry, we call these cans.
Get your shit together, Zelensky. Every time I say your last name, I just think about Rick Moranis.
which Rick Moranis role?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, that's right.
The Kids or Zelensky Auto Parts.
Zelensky Auto Parts.
That's another
from
one.
Tommy Boy. Yep. I do remember that one.
Yeah, that tells me your age. Which one you referenced to me?
So I'm obviously a little bit older than what you thought.
Yeah. Is this good? Am I good?
Yeah,
sounds good to me.
Okay,
sounds great.
How our levels look? Levels look good.
Oh sure,
levels always look good.
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right,
We're a big level podcast. Big fan of levels. All right, everyone, here we go. Episode number 17, I believe.
17. Hey, congratulations!
Right,
I'm gonna give you some nucks. Congratulations. Yeah. Lucky number 17.
Don't ever say nucks again on the podcast. We're going to restart this. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McEvely.
Mike Bissett.
And with us in the studio up on the third story, fourth story actually, of the treehouse is a very old friend of mine, a very near and dear friend of mine, Audrey Zelensky. Let's clap her in.
Yeah. Thank you.
And my new best friend, we determined.
You guys are new best friends.
New best friends.
Super excited.
Almost the same person.
Almost.
You and I.
So close.
All right. You guys have way too many similar things about your lives, and it freaked me out, Audrey, when you were telling me earlier today. It freaked me out a little bit.
So my son's birthday is April 13th.
As is my wedding anniversary. Literally the same day, 2013.
Mind blown.
Same day.
Mind blown. Blown. That literally makes us the same person.
Literally the same.
There are more similarities. It's not just like one thing. It's like, oh my God.
That's all you need. I looked it up before we started recording. All you need.
That's the prerequisite. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming all the way down from, where do you live now?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho.
Thank you for having me.
That is far.
It is.
That's a far
but
drive.
But I had a great podcast to listen to on the way down here.
Did you listen to Zoltan or
Life's a Binge? Yeah.
You did? Yeah. Okay. Certainly not ours.
As she drove down, she heard BJ weeping mercilessly into a microphone.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you.
We're going to have a great time.
Super excited.
Let's do it.
Can't wait. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we tried to touch on this 2 weeks ago. We talked about it and when AJ was here. We tried to talk about it. We got into it a very, very tiny bit, Mike, but just in true Dr. AJ Knox fashion, the train got derailed and we went a different road.
We went into very dark jokes with AJ quickly and we stayed there.
Which, to be honest, that's my favorite.
It was fun.
Favorite kind.
It was fun. I had a great time with him.
Yeah, but we talked briefly about you and Becky, the fact that you're trying to have another child.
Mm-hmm.
And how you've been trying for what, a year and a half now? Ish?
Yeah, I would say a year and a half.
Yeah. Same with Audrey. Audrey has been trying to have a child as well with her husband, Neil, who I love to death. He's the nicest man on the planet.
Yeah?
He's the best.
I don't think I've met your husband.
I don't think so, but he's pretty great. You should. Now that we're best friends, you can.
Might as well.
Yeah. We'll make this thing official.
I'll fall deeply in love.
Yes, you will.
He and want his babies.
Beautiful eyes.
Friendships
that
are
might
made.
Work better.
Another friendship made here on Life Moves Pretty Fast. So we wanted to talk about all of our experience. Well, I'm going to have very limited participation.
Yeah,
in
why don't you
episode.
Sit this one out?
I'm going to sit this one out.
Why don't you go play with the porcupine?
I'm not going to let it. The porcupine just tried to jump up. If you guys didn't listen last week. I'm raising a baby African crested porcupine, and he is currently in my kitchen, and he's trying to get out. So if you hear a little pitter-patter in the background, That's our 5-month-old baby porcupine that's hanging out in the treehouse. So anyway, so yes, you are both trying to have children. I believe is an absolutely incredibly beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. There have been trials, tribulations, speed bumps, whatever.
Massive frustration.
Massive frustration.
Right.
I think maybe I can go with roadblocks.
Yeah.
Down that road.
Needles.
Needles. Okay, let's start with that. So let's start.
We decided before the recording we weren't going to talk about my heroin use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the coke
Travis.
Is still on the table, right?
Something hit the back of my chair. I thought that was the porcupine. It's just Travis. It's a little nervous.
Yeah. So let's start with you, Audrey.
Okay.
Let's start. So you've been married for 3 years.
3 years, happily. Yeah. Love him. He's the best.
Agreed.
As previously stated.
Yeah. Now, when did you guys decide that you wanted to expand your family?
Right around our first anniversary. So we've been trying for about 2 years now. Yeah, we figured a year was good. Kind of just, you know, make sure we were really sure with each other. Do some travel, some adventure. And then we decided it was time to have a baby. My husband is no spring chicken. I think he's the same age as you are, BJ.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm older than you. Yikes.
Take another beer.
Yeah.
Speaking of needles and daggers,
remove that one from my back.
Sorry, I've been drinking.
That's okay.
No worries.
Yeah, so we decided to start trying to have a baby. You know, the good old fashioned way to start, just having some fun. Pulled the goalie to start off.
Please tell me, did you actually use a diaphragm?
No.
Is that what you meant by pulled the goalie?
Stop. Taking the pill?
Yeah. It's a control.
I figured.
Any type of birth control.
Not literally like a block.
I figured a goalie. Yeah, I went straight to diaphragm. Okay. I didn't even know that's still like an acceptable form of birth control. I've never been with a woman and have them say like, hold on, let me put my diaphragm in.
That would be awkward.
It would be.
It would take a long time.
I literally would have gotten so excited to be like, hold on, let me watch this. I want to see how this I want to see how this works.
It'd be foreplay for you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, put it in slower, baby.
Spread your legs farther. Let me get in there. Let me take a look at it. All right.
So, birth control. The
birth
pill,
control.
To be clear.
Pulled
I did not use a diaphragm.
Right.
Yes, we got rid of the birth control, and the doctors will tell you it may take a couple months for that to get out of your system, so no worries. Just have a good time. You know, a couple glasses of wine, that sort of thing. We weren't having any success, obviously, and then we went to... like timing, according to the apps and that sort of thing, just timing intercourse, to use the medical terms.
Mm-hmm. Wait, there's apps for that? I'm sorry, I'm told you guys, I'm very naive to all
Yeah, there's apps for...
everything.
For cycles and... Mm-hmm. and yeah, like, I think we talked about, you know, in the very early episodes, you know, with me and Becky, it is timing, and you have to do it in awkward times and in awkward places, and it just has to happen... When the counter says
church,
that it's time,
you're a church, you know.
If you're in locks on those bathroom doors, you gotta go.
Yeah, so you go with the timing for a while, and still nothing was happening. We were just really confused, and as you know, it starts to get really frustrating every month when you just you think it's the time, and you think I'm seeing differences, and I feel different, and really I'm just crazy. I didn't feel anything. So
that's like a psychological thing. Like you're psyching yourself out.
Yeah. Like you're wanting to be pregnant. So you Google, you know, early pregnancy symptoms. What's the first things that I'll see? And then you start
hungry.
To like,
oh my God, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten today. I'm hungry.
And the internet is always right too.
Always. WebMD is, I mean, it's basically God talking to you.
Yeah.
So, you start there and then nothing's happening. And from there, we just decided to go see a reproductive endocrinologist, my RE. Called them up. You have an appointment. You go in for a whole bunch of torturous testing.
Such as?
Lots of blood work. And when you're, needle phobic, it's not ideal.
You are needle phobic?
I was. I have recently cured that.
Yeah, you're in a real big way.
It's old hat now.
Yes, yes, yes. Conquered my fears. There's also something called a hysterosalpingogram, which I don't know if you want me to go. You can Google it. It's pretty awful.
You would give me $500 to repeat what you just said, and I couldn't do it.
At this point,
I have
no
idea.
At this point, the show's canceled, but she could be on ER. Like, with just like the way that just rolls off of her tongue.
Scrubs, ER, anything that word would be included in any script you could be on, and I would have no idea how to say it.
Explain
basically
it.
Learn a whole new language. Okay.
Give us the ballpark.
A hysterosalpingogram is basically, they call it an HSG for short.
Mm-hmm.
It's to determine if your fallopian tubes are open and okay. The fallopian tubes are what carry the egg from your ovaries to your uterus. It's basically just a little highway on the inside. So they hook you up to a catheter that goes straight up through your cervix into your uterus, and they inflate it with a balloon to keep it in place, which is uncomfortable. And then they start pumping you full of dye so they can take x-rays so that they can actually see your fallopian tubes. Come to find out, mine are blocked, which means that there's no way for the egg to get to the uterus. And
no, at this point, are you relieved?
No.
Because at least there's an answer?
Emotionally, yes, but I'm pumped full of dye, so no.
Well, yeah, maybe not
with
at
nowhere
that exact
to go,
point.
Yeah. No, it's not relief because it's basically a sentence that says that any other form of like assisted reproductive technology cannot help you other than IVF, in vitro fertilization. It's like just skipping all of the baby steps and going straight to the advanced level. Like, I mean, we're overachievers, so you just go straight to the big stuff.
So not to sound not to be like not sincere, but technically your fallopian tubes, you said, are the highway. So yes. Yours are pretty much right now like the 91 freeway.
Yeah, okay. exactly.
Okay. Just nothing, not a lot moving.
Which for our listener in Ghana is a very, very highly trafficked freeway that doesn't move very much,
right.
If at all.
Lot.
Yes.
A parking lot. Yeah, so basically I was born with my tubes tied, was what we found out from that. I don't remember where I was going from here. That's
IVF?
What the hysterosalpingogram is. Yeah. Anyway, so then the blood work came back. That also told us, so that's, I have one level of infertility with the infertility of tubal origin, they call it. And then my second one, with the blood work that came back, said that I also have something called diminished ovarian reserve, which means that my egg quality is very poor. And basically my ovaries have like, they're like Benjamin Button, but like backwards. They're like super advanced. I have like 45-year-old ovaries. Yeah, which you didn't see that coming.
No.
Most people don't. You don't know the state of your ovaries until you get a proper diagnosis.
Right.
Yeah, I have no response. Like, I don't even have like a Benjamin Button joke. Like, I'm just like, oh.
I'm trying to open you guys up for something.
Wait.
This is basically the Audrey podcast where I'm just going to talk.
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
So, so we have both those things going on. You know, you sit down with the RE and they basically just tell you that IVF is your only option. It's very expensive. Insurance doesn't cover it. And best of luck to you. These are the places that can offer you some help.
I'm sure it's like 20, 40 bucks.
Yeah. 1,000. Yeah.
Oh, 1,000.
Yeah.
20 to 40,000. Wow.
Depending on the dosage of your medication, which if you have diminished ovarian reserve, your medication is going to be a lot higher. Anywhere from like $15,000 to $20,000 per cycle. And that's not a guarantee. That's just a hopeful. So you're dishing out tens of thousands of dollars for a maybe.
And that's not covered in any way, shape, or form.
No, there are very few states. There are some, but they have mandated coverage in certain states, but California is not one of them. They do not have mandated coverage. So you just...
Would it have been cheaper to move to Maine or Virginia or wherever it is?
Yeah, probably.
At this point?
Probably. And actually, as I was going over our insurance information, you know, a year or so ago, I could have had a sex change operation and that would have been covered. But no IVF.
Unreal.
Yeah, maybe that would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
Just a little flaw in the insurance system there.
Yeah.
Well, that's not just one. There are many.
I'm pretty sure that's it. I think they got everything else figured out.
Everything else is gold.
Travis's head's about to explode over there talking about the insurance system. So where are you right now?
As of right now, well, after finding that out, I decided that this was bullshit and I was not going to pay for this because I don't have $20,000 lying around.
Not many
do. And I would like to own a house one day. So my savings that I do have is going to go towards that. So I went out and found a job that would pay for it for me.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm resourceful. Part of growing up poor. We talked about this earlier.
Oh, yeah, we did. We grew up needing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, what do you mean? Grew up poor?
Not like
expand on that. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? You grew up poor?
Single mom, four kids situation.
So you have three siblings.
I have three. You're one of four. One of four.
Yeah. Single mom.
Single mom.
She probably worked her ass off.
She worked her ass off. She did great for us.
But you guys are recycling like country crock butter.
Yes.
Cups.
Yes.
You know, and making those your bowls.
Yep.
And Tupperware
anything
and stuff.
Can become anything.
Yeah. For me, that came a little later in life. For me, my parents got divorced when I was 15. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go with,
mm-hmm.
So we'll say 15. So then after that, then after the split, then it became like it was five of us living in a two bedroom apartment.
Yeah,
so
same here.
That was a trying
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, growing up, it was fine. Like we had, you know, we had the house and everything was fine as when I was a young boy. But then growing up later, when I actually got to the point where I could realize it,
right.
Then I realized the sacrifices like my mom actually made and my dad made too. I mean, they both made crazy sacrifices.
Yeah, nothing about it sounds easy. So it
no.
doesn't look easy, at least.
My parents divorced when I was 20 or 21. We'll say 21. It's a prettier number. We didn't grow up rich by any means. I mean, I had a very good childhood. But yeah, we certainly were not poor.
Poor.
Poor. So that kind of always intrigues me. You know, people like you who have had success, and you seem a very well-rounded woman.
Thank you.
It interests me how you've had to struggle and deal.
Yeah, I mean, it was a struggle, and it was hard. Obviously, it was a lot harder for my mom because she was an adult. You know, as a kid, a lot of times you don't realize that you're poor. I don't know if you felt that, BJ. Like. Well, you were a little bit older, maybe.
I was older. I mean, yeah. I never thought of it as, like, I'm poor, like, I can't go and do things. At that point, like, I was old enough to get a job.
Right.
So my mom was like, I can't deal with all of this shit. Like, mm-hmm. I can't deal with dealing with everyone. I'm the youngest of four, so everyone was old enough to go to college. But she was trying to figure herself out.
Right.
So it was more of a, like, BJ, like, I can't, like, I'm working out my own shit. Like, I love you, but I can't really deal with you right now, you know, for lack of a better phrasing.
You gotta grow up.
She fed you. You had clothes.
Yeah, so I grew up faster. A little
bit
faster.
Quick.
Yeah, I grew up a little faster than I should have.
Right.
But I think it's made everything a lot better.
Yeah,
but.
And it gives you kind of a like a unique set of skills.
Yeah,
like Liam Neeson.
Exactly.
See that movie?
I have a particular set of skills. I am a child of a single mother. I had three siblings.
Don't fuck with me.
I have two blocked fallopian tubes.
But when you have to, you know, starting from a young age.
No, too soon. No. I think everyone listening right now just went, oh, Jesus.
Oh, what an asshole.
Jesus, BJ.
She's just trying to reproduce, you dick.
I know Audrey well enough to know that was okay. Yeah.
Everything is on the table. weren't you just talking about dark humor, like dark comedy?
Right.
Your last one.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
We're still there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Carry on. But yeah, you just learn how to like to solve your problems. Just problem solving. Just basic problem solving. I have a problem. How am I going to solve it? How am I going to get somebody else to pay $20,000 for me to have a baby? And I did. So I went and got a job with fantastic insurance that kicked in within like a month of employment. And yeah, they are currently funding Project Z.
Right.
Yeah. Project Z.
Team Z.
I support Team Z fully.
Yeah, totally. So since we started in last August, August 2015, we have done three IVF cycles that have produced a total of six embryos.
Now, what is a cycle?
A cycle is...
Or what is IVF to people who don't know what it is?
Okay, so in vitro fertilization, it's just the process of bypassing your body's own reproductive system to create a child. So you stimulate your ovaries through injections that go straight into your lower abdomen. And you do that for me, it ends up being like 13 days or so. And you're going in to get checked up. Your doctor's looking at your ovaries every day, every other day. And then on the day that they decide, you do a trigger. So you give your body another injection that actually goes in like your back, that set like your hip.
Still, makes me cringe a little
he
bit.
He cringed.
I just went, oh.
that tells your body, like, okay, it's time to ovulate. Because the normal cycle, you produce, like, one egg. But with this, you're making more, like, 8, 9, 10. And then you go in for a procedure. They put you under. They stick a big giant needle inside of you. They take the eggs out. While you're doing that, your partner is in a little room with the little dark room with the magazines, providing his sample. And then they take it into the little back room, put everybody together, and they create embryos for you.
Wow.
And then after so many days, after 5 days of growth, is typical. Some people do, there's different days, but five is the standard. They either put the embryos back into you or freeze them for later use.
So have yours been frozen for later use?
Yes, I have four that are currently frozen.
Okay.
We did implant two that went in as a fresh transfer that was unsuccessful. But those ones were a little bit poor quality. They like grade the embryos based on how they look. And I mean, you can do testing. You can find out the gender, you know, all sorts of things. If they carry certain genes, like if you have something that runs in your family, they can tell you if your embryos carry that gene.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of couples get into it too if they both find out they're carriers for something.
You don't want any Angels fans or anything like that, right?
Exactly.
Can you figure that out? Just put those back in the freezer.
Well, this kid grew up. That'll be the last resort.
You don't want any more of them.
I'm gonna let that one go, Mike.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna let you have that one.
Thank you.
No, are
I
you
think
an
that
Angels
was.
Fan?
I think that was. Well, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think that was very well thought out. I think that was cute.
Thank you.
I'm gonna let you have this one.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. This has been BJ Evaluates Mike's Jokes.
Can we get back to Audrey's real problems?
Oh.
Besides you,
you
being
have a
an
serious
asshole?
Issue. Go. Okay. Yeah.
Besides
yeah.
you being just a pretentious asshole.
Back to you.
I was pretty much done.
So where are you right now then? Like are you in another cycle or are we going to
right now I'm playing a game that you're very familiar with, I'm sure, the waiting game.
The waiting game.
We are fucking waiting,
mm-hmm.
which is like 90% of IVF. It's just or of infertility in general.
Yes.
Just waiting to find out anything. So we did a third cycle that produced our last two embryos, which have been the best quality ones that we've had so far. And we're waiting for my body to be ready to put them back.
Okay, so they're not...
Nobody's on board.
Excuse me for... Yeah, I was going to use a term up there, which doesn't
right.
really...
No, it's
not a very flattering term, but...
It's appropriate.
Okay.
No babies on board as of right now.
Nothing right now.
No, they will be going in. It's all depending on like hormones, obviously.
So we didn't have a timetable.
Like early May.
Early May.
Early May,
so
yeah.
about a couple weeks from now.
A couple weeks from now, yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll all be...
We'll have babies on board.
We'll all be hoping and keeping good thoughts for you.
I appreciate that. Go pick up the kids.
Because it's not fun. We are still in the just keep plugging away point.
For lack of a better term.
For lack of a better term.
Timed, right?
For lack of a better term.
Timed. Yeah. Exactly. We have the calendar. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, she's got this mental note of where she is and what we need to do and when and how often... she did get I don't know what it's called, like a flush, or they just basically just cleaned out her system.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I did provide a sample as well. Everything looked fine.
Okay.
So there was no problem with that. We're just getting our timing wrong or something's been off or, you know, it's a very, very strange
Especially since you
events.
Already have Reznor.
We have Reznor already.
Right.
We have lost two. So it's, I mean, it's not like it can't happen.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. We haven't talked about that much. But yeah, it's devastating.
No, I let you take the wheel on that one. I'm not about to fucking. Hey guys, welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. We're going to talk about blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's probably been the hardest part is, you know.
Absolutely.
Getting amped up, and here we go. It's exciting, and you're telling your family, and then you have to deliver bad news.
Right.
That's not fun at all. It sounds like you've had to deliver some bad news too. Like it didn't work.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Knowing that they're in there. I mean, it's not. It doesn't count as a miscarriage because they never really took.
Right.
But I knew that there was life inside of me, and my babies were in there, and they didn't make it. So it's a very small dose of what you have felt.
Mm-hmm.
Very small.
And, you know, from a male's perspective, because we don't do shit, you know, it is all you. You're the carriers, you're the growers.
We're rad.
You are pretty rad. It's a pretty, It's a pretty incredible system that is set up for us.
Just to be devil's advocate, you couldn't do it without us. Just saying.
I'm just saying, we need to be there.
That BJ's an asshole.
Says our listener in Ghana. But it's devastating, not only for you, but for us too.
I mean,
we tried to create life and it didn't work. And yeah. And more importantly, we see, at least I saw, the disappointment in her. And she feels like it's, you know, she's failing. And mm-hmm. it's like, that sucks. It's terrible.
That's exactly what my husband says. Is like, for him personally, I mean, he's on his own emotional journey with all of this. But the worst part is seeing, like, what I have to go through. And so, as a good husband, that's, you know, it's got to be hard to see the person that you love just in pain. And
it's awful.
He deals with it his own way, and right. he does his best to be strong for you.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I'm dealing with it right now. Another beer.
Right.
Here we go. Well, we hope it works out for you. We're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Ditto. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And that's the end of the podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
She's got to go.
I'm just kidding.
Look at her taking over the podcast. And she's like, and guys, I think, you know what?
That's a wrap.
Fuck it, I'm done here.
She just mic dropped and was out of here.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's all right. So this is all very new stuff to me. I don't understand a lot of what you guys go through.
I don't really understand all the words you said. I have no idea.
And I hope you never will.
No.
I really
hope I'm not even talking. I'm not even talking about the words and like the medical jargon that she just spewed into my ears. But which is why they have. That's why they call it IVF.
Yeah.
Or like the, what was the other one?
We're big on the acronyms. HSG.
Yeah. There's a lot of acronyms.
Yeah.
But emotionally, like that's got, I've never been at a point in my life with any woman I've ever been with to where I've said, like, been in a place to where I'm like, I'm okay. Like, this is what I want. Like, mm-hmm. I would like to have a baby. I've said it before. I don't know if I want to have kids or not, but I'm sure meeting the right person, like, that will, I mean, did you ever, like, question wanting to have kids?
Absolutely. And there was a time where I was wondering if that's why I'm going through this, like, because I questioned it and because I wasn't sure. So maybe I needed, like, a reason to really appreciate what is coming and what I will have, because I will have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I didn't really want kids. I think that's common in the animal world. I don't know. You get focused on other things and you already have a nurturing sense because you are taking care of creatures and things that depend on you and that, you know, show love for you. And
I could see that.
So
maybe
I don't know.
That, yeah, no. That totally makes sense, because maybe that just kind of fills me up a little bit to what I need and whatever.
Dude, you have a 5-month porcupine living right. in your house.
And he's adorable.
Like, he is adorable. But yeah, I don't know. And I guess I'll just throw it out for the sake of like all honesty, because you guys are being incredibly honest with your lives. Like, I've gotten a girl pregnant before and we decided to not have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't regret the decision in any way, shape, or form, only because I know where I was, and I've talked to you about this, Mike,
yep.
about where I was in my life years ago, and I've said that I was a piece of shit. And at that point, I was a piece of shit. So in that decision, like, excuse me, yeah, like, I don't regret it, but it's just, it feels weird, the fact that, like, good, like, awesome fucking people like both of you like have these problems, like that kind of sucks. I mean, like, I'm sure you both would be like, yeah, it sucks, but like,
no,
like,
I mean, everybody's different, and
yeah, sure.
And we were kind of talking about it prior to recording, and that is just, you know, everybody wants different things.
Mm-hmm.
What you're gonna want is gonna be different from what I'm gonna want, and that's gonna be completely different from what you're gonna want.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was right for you guys at that time,
right?
I mean, I desperately want another kid. But I'm not pro-life or anything. Like, it's not like I'm...
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm pissed at you because, like,
right.
I've been trying for a year and a half and, you know...
It's... Right, no, I know that, but it's just, yeah.
And it's also, like, I mean, everybody has their own trials and tribulations, their own struggles in life, and this is mine. And this is, you know, this is one of yours, and there's going to be more, and there's going to be plenty, but this... I mean, this is a big one. It's a big one. It's a big struggle in life.
Mm-hmm.
This is always my argument when people tell me, my husband and I, that we haven't been through anything yet because we haven't been married long enough. I'm like, Infertility's really? Big. It counts. Yeah. It counts.
This is the big one.
No, we're good.
Can I ask you?
Remind me about this because I want to touch on this in just a, actually, you know what? No, let's just touch on it right now because I've heard you bring it up and I've heard you get
pissed.
Audrey pissed. No. There's pissed, but there's Audrey pissed. And that's why I love you because Audrey pissed. No, there's, yeah, okay. There's Audrey pissed. When, what are the things that people tell you as to why you're not able to actually have a baby?
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh.
Buckle
up, LMPF.
Why is it your fault?
Exactly. Well, first
maybe
of all,
it just wasn't God's plan, or what was it? Like a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah. Touching on religion for just a moment. I do believe in a higher being, but I don't follow any organized religion. I don't believe in the Bible. Just to come straight out with it. And so when people bring the God thing up to me, that gets me a lot. A lot of people have some opposition to IVF because they say that we're playing God, because these are babies that were made in a lab. They're made in a little petri dish, at the very skilled hands of our embryologist. And, you know, they say, well, maybe if you were born this way, because I was born this way, maybe you just weren't made to have kids. Maybe you weren't meant to have kids. And that just gets me so fired up. Because, you know, people get cancer and you seek treatment for it. If there's something wrong with you and it's fixable, you're going to go to the doctor and you're going to seek treatment for it.
Yeah. Are you going to say that to someone with cancer? Like, maybe you just weren't meant to live.
Maybe you're done. Maybe it's time to wrap it up.
Tell that to the 7-year-old at Rady's Children's Hospital. Maybe you weren't meant to live till 8.
Right.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine.
I tried to make a joke about an 8-year-old dying of cancer.
Dude, it's comparable though, because you're basically saying, there's something wrong with you, but fuck it.
Yeah.
Just let it happen because that's what's supposed to happen.
Because we don't think that it's a good thing. So, you know, you shouldn't do it. Mm. So
there has to be like crazy some of the people that, and I guess it's fine. Like if you want to be like a little more lighthearted about it, like, at least you're having fun trying. Like, which, yeah, whatever.
It was,
I mean,
cute
that
for
is.
A minute.
Yeah. Right. But like, yeah, but you don't understand.
Any parent out there that's dealt with this too knows it's not that fun trying.
No. Yeah.
Fun trying is when you've had a date or you've had a dinner and a movie, mm-hmm. or you're both a little buzzed and you're both looking at the back of the car going, like, God, it's been a while since we've done that. That's fun.
Right.
Scheduling and realizing that you have to wake up at 6:30 in the morning and the last thing you want to do is hang out naked with somebody and go through effort, not good.
Right.
It's kind of exhausting.
Where it becomes almost a chore. Like, Mike, why isn't your dick getting hard? Come on, Mike.
Listen, I'm sorry, I've had too much to drink.
Mike, come on. We gotta make a fucking baby, Mike.
Is that Becky?
That's the worst Becky impression ever.
Mike, let's make a baby.
That's my new ringtone for when she calls. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It becomes a chore, and it's, you know, like, hey, I've got to go to work, but I've got 5 minutes. Get hard. I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to do this, and then I got to sit with my legs in the air for 15 minutes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Now, how often do you get to actually have, like, I guess, recreational sex to where it's not like a
job? Well, for me, all the time now.
Well, right, but you know what I mean? Like,
only
the difference between
purposes.
Right. Oh, yeah, no.
There's
I guess
no more
that's right.
goalie to pull.
Exactly. Right, yeah.
No, it's good.
That has
all those
to be,
years I spent not trying.
That has to
I
be
yeah, look at that.
Nice on the wallet,
it's
at
freeing.
Least. That's, that saves you a little bit of money for
yeah.
your.
Look at all that worthless
expenses.
Condom sex you've had in your life.
Right.
Such a waste.
Such a waste Jesus. Of time. Could have been having so much more fun.
Thanks, Lifestyles and Trojan. All right, well, then what about you then? I know you're on schedules and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, how much like recreational, like. We're in the moment right now. Like, we both want this to happen. Like,
we try to make it as fun as possible.
Sure.
And as weird as that sounds, you know, because sex is awesome. It's fun.
Yeah.
When someone or something like a calendar is telling you have mm-hmm. to do it right now, it can be taxing. It can be exhausting.
Absolutely.
People, you know, people like us in our situation doesn't sound the most appealing at times. So.
And even if you're in the middle of a fight, if it's ovulation day, we gotta go.
Gotta go.
Like, I hate you, but for 10 minutes.
That's kind of fun, though, right?
That's, well, yeah, that's
it. It is actually kind of fun. Yeah. That, like, hey, I know we're really pissed at each other, but you gotta try to be into this. Well, that's. Do you guys, has it put a strain on your relationship, on your marriage.
Absolutely. I was reading some stats, and now, of course, I can't remember. But infertility, it's a divorce situation. It can lead couples to divorce. And, like, not to brag. Well, no, to brag. Neil and I are, like, we're amazing. We have a great marriage. We're great together. I love him. He loves me. And we really picked the right person. And so, you know, that's a win.
And I can't, like, Audrey knows I love her to death, but I cannot even begin to describe how awesome Neil is. Like, he's just the nicest guy. And I haven't met him, like, a crazy amount of times. Like, I don't have his phone number in my phone. We don't talk or hang out. He's just the nicest fucking person. Like, when you leave the room and, like, Neil leaves the room, you're just like, Jesus, I gotta work on myself.
Like, why aren't I that guy?
I gotta work on myself. This is ridiculous.
And it's not a facade. That's really just him.
Like, I know.
He's just like that all the time. It's a little intimidating.
Let's have him on next week.
I'll let him know these same stories. I'll let him
or maybe
know.
Something a little bit different.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it definitely puts a strain on our relationship because we handle this struggle differently. I'm obviously pumped full of hormones 24/7, so that doesn't aid in anything. So, you know, when I'm sitting there crying and, you know, injecting medicine into my abdomen saying, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. His first instinct is just, you know, okay, fine. We're done. We won't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. If this is hurting you, then it's not a good thing. And we're not going to do this anymore because I love you. And then for me, that's frustrating. Like, well, no, we got to keep going. Like, we're going to do this because now it's a thing. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let this beat me.
Wow.
Like,
what a great attitude to have, though. You're going to keep, you know, pun intended, plugging away at it. And just keep going.
Absolutely.
Have you guys, you have four embryos left?
Four embryos left, yes.
And the next one's going in early May.
Yeah.
If, hopefully that takes.
It will.
If it does, it will. Yeah. If it doesn't, you got another set.
Right.
Have you guys talked about adoption?
Yes. Adoption is not my husband's first choice. He really wants, he's got a strong desire for his biological children.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, he's man.
I think
I want my son.
I think I do too. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not. We decided, Becky and I, we weren't not going to find out the sex of the gender of our first kid. We probably won't for the next one. When it came out a he, I was ecstatic. I was just, it was that just kind of like masculine, like now I have someone to pass down my name. And he will continue my legacy and I will be immortal.
Right.
I think it's that kind of mentality that sounds like your husband has.
And exactly. Mike also, and to be fair, I mean, Mike and I have talked about this a lot off air. Like, Mike also hates women. So the fact that if he would have had a baby girl, it might have been like a China situation.
There goes our listener in China. Thanks.
Oh, damn it.
There goes the one.
There we go. I just saw it and boink. All right. He just left and he just signed off.
Just clicked out.
Damn it. Good thing. Stick with us, Ghana.
Yeah. I don't think we have thought about that because we do have the one.
Right.
And I think, you know, Becky and I have talked about, well, what if that's it?
What if that's it?
I think we'd be good. Mm-hmm. I think it would be fine. I don't think we want to go through because we don't have the kind of job that's going to pay us $20,000 in medical fees and
we're
services.
Hiring. You are just kidding.
Get with me after the show.
Yeah.
But I think we'd be okay with just not.
Yeah. For us, because medical terminology, my uterus is actually like...
Uterus,
solid.
I know. I know that one.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Right.
My uterus looks great.
I'm kind of following so far with uterus.
They tell me on a regular basis that my uterus is like the bomb. So of like the three major parts that you need, I have one.
All right, let's keep it going for her uterus,
yeah, everybody. Uterus. Can we get your uterus on next week?
Team Z uterus.
I can't believe I'm talking about this. But so for us, my eggs are shit. And so that's what it is. But they have a thing called an egg donor where you can get eggs from another woman, still use, like, it would be Neil's sperm,
mm-hmm.
and I would carry the child. So that is our next step. Because I will have no problem getting pregnant and carrying a baby as long as the egg quality is solid.
Copy. Wasn't that a Friends episode?
Was it?
Didn't
Travis is not. <It was.
laughs> Travis is saying yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I know they did. Was it surrogacy? What,
what's her name? Lisa Kudrow carried someone else's kid or something, right?
She was a surrogate.
Oh, she was a surrogate.
She was a surrogate. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for her brother.
All right. So. Something. So okay. Edit this out. So, that's terrible.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Because so yeah, I did. It got very loud and poppy when I did the Friends theme song. anyway. So, and here we go, and boom. So, having that, like, how does that, are you okay with it? Like, is that something that you would do? But that would be more of a knowing what Neil wants.
Yes.
Right.
And at first, when they presented that option to us, like, my instant reaction is, well, I'm not having my husband's baby with some other woman. Like, absolutely right. Not, right? And that's just your gut reaction. But then when you really think about it, like, if it's my husband's DNA, and obviously when you pick like an egg donor, it's the same as a sperm donor. They give you like a paper about them with like information about their health and
sure,
you
know, yeah,
he's an astronaut.
You could yeah, right. You right. could essentially pick someone that looks like me, like that looks like you. So,
who does she look like?
Me.
Yeah, I'm gonna think about that. We're gonna go back to it.
Okay, okay.
We'll hit that person. I know you up look like someone. Donor.
Yeah, right.
Some celebrity.
Right.
So if, you know, if it looks like me, it's my husband's biological child and I carry it, I give birth to it. Like I dare somebody to tell me that's not my baby.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely yeah. dare somebody. So
110%.
And if that is what gets my husband, his, you know, his kid and it's, it would still be our kid. Then,
of course.
Then that to me is definitely a better option than adoption. Just
but we're not worried about any of this because it's
no,
going to happen.
It's going
in
to
May.
Work, absolutely.
Yeah,
and it's
our next two. And they're going done. In. I'm gonna have twins.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Well, you know, when you're 20 weeks, we'll have you on again, and we'll talk about how you just have had it with being pregnant.
Miserable. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, we'll have
I
like
can't a, wait for that one
we'll
too.
Have, we'll have a double podcast with Becky
with
and
Becky,
Audrey.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, just what were, the fuck were we trying so hard for? This is awful.
Shit's name did I want this?
They're like, I'll be the moderator, and you and Neil will be like on the couch, just like crying.
We'll just have. I have a good bottle Jesus. Of tequila at home. We'll just share that. We'll just let the women talk about how uncomfortable they are.
Yeah.
You like lean over to Neil to whisper. He's like, shh, just don't fucking talk right now. Just let them do their thing. Do they it. Need this right now.
BJ's
they just
got
this.
It. We. Talked about it in advance. I'll pour you another one.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Okay.
I'll make another 8-year-old dying of cancer joke.
Yikes.
Oh, shit.
They never get old.
We all just blanked. I think we just had a three-way blank right
I'm just
now.
Blown away at what you're going through right now and how strong you are and
Thank
how
you.
Nice. Funny you are.
We laugh to
I'm
keep
sure
from crying.
That I'm yeah. sure that sense of humor is getting you guys through it.
What did you say? We laugh till crying.
We laugh to keep from crying.
Oh, laugh to keep from yeah. crying.
It's yeah. the way to go.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah. Best of luck.
Yeah,
we're you all too. We've all got our fingers crossed.
Absolutely, you
the
too.
Entire LMPF family.
Right,
all two
everyone
of them.
Worldwide. There's a worldwide family.
It's us two
all three
and our
Travis.
Mothers. Yeah, and Travis too. Studio audience is here.
I want you to think of it. I want you to think of it as a worldwide womb.
Okay.
Just all of our uteruses just kick ass.
Right. Everyone is pulling for you.
Just be happy.
Yeah.
Well, same for you. No matter what point you're at, what stage you're at, it's not easy. It hasn't been easy for us since the beginning. So I know that it's just frustrating and disappointing and hard.
And every month it rolls by mm-hmm. and it's a no.
Yep.
It just gets more and more. Really?
And you start planning like, well, this time next year we'll have a baby. Uh-huh. And then you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, shit.
Yeah.
I said last Christmas I would have a kid.
And the funny thing, I'm a Christmas baby. I was born December 15th. And I'm kind of like, eh. I didn't really like that.
Right.
Like it's, everyone's busy in Christmas. You're
so many birthdays in December for my family.
Yeah.
Both of my nieces. My sister had two kids, both born New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
So.
Wow.
It's good now. They celebrate it like in a little bit later in January, but when they get of age, fucking world look out.
Well, yeah, and before it was, let's try to time it to where maybe we don't give our child a December birthday.
Right.
Now it's just like, fuck it, I don't care.
I just want them
of
to
course,
have a birthday.
Let's just, can we have a birthday?
Yeah. Exactly. At this point, they should just be happy that they were fucking born.
Right.
My luck, it will be Christmas Day, and... And then we'll just, you know, but it will be fine. It'll be okay.
Yeah, it gets to the point where, I mean, even though we are having this funded by my job, there's still a lot of expenses. Just with all the testing and stuff, it's expensive. And like, yeah, right. Sorry I spent your college education, like, trying to conceive you. Like,
right.
Good luck in life.
In all honesty, like, for you to say, like, and you said this earlier too, like, for you to say, like, that my job is funding this, like, no, that is your right as, like, a working professional woman. Like,
thank you. Yeah.
That's insurance. Like, that's what any reasonable job should have.
Right. But there's only like 3 that I found.
It's insane.
Yeah. That will actually carry insurance because obviously the company has to pay extra for it.
Like, yeah.
That carry insurance that will cover IVF in the state of California. It's crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you found it and you deserve every fucking chance that anyone else gets.
I think so.
All of us. All of us deserve any chance. I mean, if there ever comes that point in my life, then... You know,
mm-hmm.
I got nothing. I just brain farted right now too,
dude. I'm blown away by our guest's strength and tenacity. I mean, really, I'm just humbled.
Do you guys want me to come back next week or
no? Get like week to week updates?
This is like making me feel really good about myself.
No, we did the phone calls last week. We can just do monthly or weekly check-ins. We can just call you and be like, hey, how the Meg's doing?
How they doing? You cooking yet?
You still got a bitchin' uterus? Awesome. We'll talk to you next week.
No, thank you. You guys are being so nice. I appreciate it.
Very cool.
I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We're not letting you go home yet, though.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've got some more fun stuff to talk about.
We do.
Are
you ready?
Bomb uterus.
It's not really fun stuff for us to talk about. It's more along the lines of fun stuff for you to tell us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what we're going to do is we do this every week. You've listened to the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know what is coming up. What's rapid coming up, Audrey Zielinski?
Rapid fire questions.
Yeah. We're going to play a little game called In the Spotlight. We're going to clap that
clap
in
real quick. I'm going to get the lights.
Nice. Travis is clapping. Oh, yeah, it's dark now.
It's dark now. We can get these lights.
Get a true spotlight.
Boom. Bitching.
Boom.
We're going to get that hallway. That's going right in your face. Oh, yeah. She did not like that look.
I don't like it in the face.
All right.
Hey-o.
No. Nobody. All right.
There was so much to do with that, but I'm going to leave it.
I like
I'm
it in the
leave
Petri
it.
Dish.
Boom. Whole new level.
If I ever sleep with a girl and she goes, fucking shoot in the Petri dish. I'm going to go, okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to play a little game called In the Spotlight. This is where I'm going to rapid fire some questions at the lovely Audrey Zielinski. She has 3 seconds to answer. There is no skipping. There is no passing.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. What was your favorite toy as a kid?
Barbie.
All right. What is the worst tasting fast food chain in business right now?
Ugh, Taco Bell. Ooh, you don't like that?
Who is your favorite president?
I'm sorry?
Who is your favorite president of all time?
Abraham Lincoln.
If Neil gained a lot of weight, how would you tell him that he should probably hit a treadmill?
Get your ass on the treadmill. You're fat.
God bless her.
Yeah.
You get to have an affair with a female celebrity. You choose.
Oh. Scarlett Johansson.
All right.
Oh my God, we're the same person.
Are we? Are we? Do we just become best friends? Mm-hmm.
If I knock a girl up and we don't want to keep the baby, won't you and Neil take it?
Absolutely.
Have you ever danced on a bar?
Yes.
Is there something about you that you think Neil doesn't really need to know?
No. Yeah, maybe something he doesn't need to know. Yeah.
Okay.
But he does.
Do you believe that the position that you have sex in can help determine the sex of the baby?
No.
Neil tells you that he beat a guy to death because he was selling cocaine to a 13-year-old. Do you help him hide the evidence?
Absolutely.
That's a good lady right there.
That's fantastic.
I got his back. That's my man.
You have one song to listen to when you go to sleep every night. What is it?
It's by Leon Bridges, and I can't think of the name of the song. I'm blanking. I think it's called Coming Home. Leon Bridges.
You're waiting at a stoplight, and a stranger jumps in your car. He tells you that he has just been robbed. Do you take his word for it and punch it, or do you run out of your car?
Get out of my car.
All right. There we go. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
That was very, very quick, very painless, I feel.
Turn these lights off.
Get the lights back on. We're going to get the spotlight out of your face.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, this was, I think, out of all of the episodes, man. Like, this one was it was fun. It had lighthearted moments.
I am feeling emotional, which is not something I normally feel.
Right.
But in a good way.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's something happening right here.
Yeah.
My chest.
Yeah, my chest. Yeah, I think all the way through is that everyone at this table and everyone behind Life Moves Pretty Fast is pulling for both of y'all. And I mean that with all my heart. So on
half of
that
mine.
Note, man, half, like half of yours?
We'll get there.
You're only halfway. He's going to do half the work. So on that note, yeah, I'm going to
keep
sign
us
off.
Updated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Same to you. And awesome. We'll keep our listeners updated too, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great. We're all pulling
I
for you.
I appreciate it. Need all the help I can get.
Kick some ass.
Doing it. Make right. some fucking babies.
Love your
Make
face.
Make some fucking
whiskey.
Babies. That's the theme of tonight.
Yep.
Get out there, kids.
You too. Mike and
not
Audrey.
You.
Make some
BJ,
fucking babies.
You don't.
BJ does
you
not.
Edit,
not.
You yet. Edit the podcast tonight. Yes. Don't make any babies.
I just go in the Petri dish. All right, everyone. That's going to wrap it up for us. We didn't do a proper plug for our buddies. So we want to remind everybody to go and visit
modernprofession.com. We did enough last week.
That's very true. And whatever. Yeah. They're good people.
Go listen to everything
listen to
we
Life's
do.
A Binge. We love you all. Thank you so much for listening to Life
Moves
Pretty
Pretty
Fast.
Fast. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. For more information on more podcasts and how you can get involved, check out amodernprofession.com, and we'll see you next week.